afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought on this Friday afternoon. I'm Gretchen Gondek, and in studio is one of my colleagues, Margaret Holman, who is employed here at Siouxland Public Media. Hello, Margaret.
Hello, Gretchen.
And you know, we've been having some fun with our staff here talking about their favorite recipes. So we're going to talk to you today about a recipe or memories associated with a recipe in your family.
Yes, I was a little nervous when you said you wanted me to come on your show after everybody had been on from here at Siouxland Public Media and had fabulous recipes to share, and they all know how to cook really well. And I thought, what am I going to talk about? But then I remembered this project that I did over Christmas. It was before Christmas. Well, let me back up so that everyone listening knows sort of the thread of where this comes from. Let's go back in the way back machine to 1984. That's when I was in college, met my husband. I found that people in college were attractive to me if they could cook food for me. And so, because I enjoy eating, I'm food adjacent. I like to be near food. I like to be near people who like food, people who can cook food. I can help. I'm a great sous chef, but I don't have the knack. I believe that you're born with a knack to cook. So anyway, I meet this fine young man. He can cook, so I find that attractive. So flash forward, we get married in 1990, and we have two wonderful boys. And what I found out from being married to this man is he is very close to his mother, and he learned to cook by hanging out in the kitchen and stirring things with his mom. And we all have that sort of that thing where it's like a comfort thing where you remember the first time you stood up on a stool and you stirred a pot for your mom and you had a conversation and you just started to learn about food. And he did that with his mother. And what I noticed was, and I have a picture, we can put it up on Facebook. It's a great one. It's my husband's mother, my mother-in-law, and she's in the kitchen with my son when he's about 7 on a step stool stirring a pot. Actually, he's not stirring a pot. He has an electric mixer that he's helping stir some pancake batter. So this is what was passed on from my husband doing this with his mom, and then all of a sudden, it just naturally happens. Your kids start to do the same things and get up on the stool and say, I want to help. So now I have this, my oldest has gone off to college. And I started thinking about, you know, how you develop sort of your little way of cooking and your cachet of recipes that you carry forward in your life. And my husband, his started when he was in college because his mom made him a cookbook. It was sort of like, here are all the recipes that you grew up loving, you know, all the ones made with soup, you know, cans of Campbell's soup and all those things that you love as a kid and learned to make. And he took those recipes to school. Well, I thought, I want my son to carry this forward and take those recipes on to college himself. And so first year in the dorms, you know, you basically go and you go to, he's at Iowa, so he's going to Burge and getting food. But eventually, like this year and moving forward, he's going to want to start making his own food. And so we started kind of a little cookbook for him called Holman Classics. And it's first edition. It's fully made of paper and me pasting it together using my home computer. It was a lot of fun to put together. I went and found pictures of my son with his grandma from when he was little to pictures of with his dad in the kitchen and put all these pictures together for the cover. And then I picked the one recipe that I thought he would enjoy having. It was actually, to be honest, the one that I thought I could make easy. It was the easiest for me to make. And I made it and I illustrated it for him and had a lot of fun with it and sent it to him, gave it to him for Christmas and sent it along to college. So I had a great time doing it. It's not like a fancy recipe. You know, it's a, I don't know if you ever, Gretchen, did you ever eat something called meatball skillet dinner? Where you make meatballs and you use like a cream of celery soup and you do carrots and potatoes. So it's a very meat and potatoes kind of a dish. That's what it is. And it's still one of my favorites. And so what I did was I got all the ingredients and then I took pictures of myself, like my hands, making each step of the recipe. So, because I think millennials are photograph and, you know, they want to see what you're talking about because they're used to social media and they're used to pictures of things. And so I thought, plus my son's away at Iowa, so I can't stand there and go, well, this is how I would do it. You know, this is what sauteed means. This is what, you know, these different things mean. I put it in to the wording of the recipe that I made for him. And then next to it, I put a picture of my hands making the dish. So that I could kind of answer some of those questions he would have if he was with me. So for instance, simple things like, what does finely chopped onion mean? You know, that's, for someone who's cooked before, you know, you and I know what finely chopped onions mean, but someone standing doing it for the first time. So we have pictures of what that means and what it means to saute. And I've got the temperature that I cooked the onions at. I have it on the stove and my finger is pointing at the little dial on the oven. It shows him how to break up an egg with a fork in a bowl. You know, things that are simple when you've been cooking for a long time. But these are basics. And it's like, I can pass these things along to this kid. And then maybe he'll be that boy at college that everyone thinks, oh, he makes good food. I'm going to go over to his house. It makes you friends. Maybe he'll find a nice young lady that he'll eventually marry, just like my husband did. So anyway, that's what I did. I put this all together. It's an illustrated guide to making his grandma's meatball skillet dinner, which my husband took to college and made, and now my son will take to college and make. So that's what I worked on.
That's really lovely. And again, people can see these pictures on our Facebook page, and yep. I hope they take a look, because what a cool idea, Margaret. And knowing you as long as I have, this is very kind of Margaret-esque.
Very craft-oriented. Well, I like to make things that are useful, you know, sort of, I've always liked putting stuff together for my kids. It was either, I don't know, like this, I laminated it thinking if you spill on it, it won't get messed up. It's very straightforward. If I just bought him a cookbook, he'd probably not crack it. If I have pictures of me making this stuff, my hands making a meatball and how to cut up the carrots, you know, he might crack this open. I put jokes in, you know, along the way. He's more likely to crack this open and do it. And then once he learns this recipe, then it makes it much easier to learn the next one. And the next one, like maybe the next one we'll send him will be grandma's tuna noodle casserole or something that we used to eat all the time. And so then you make, maybe your roommate makes something and you write down what they made. And then you eventually start, that's how you develop your own recipe book. And that carries forward. And maybe once you're married, you know, then the recipes I had in college and the recipes my husband had in college, they become sort of our recipes together. And in the meantime, you're handing down the recipes from grandma and even further back sometimes. So I just felt like this is important, especially nowadays when things are so throwaway. I just didn't want to just go get a cookbook and say, here you go, son. I wanted to be more of a hands-on homemade thing from his mom. Because I think he'll get this out. He may not get this out this year, but he'll come across it and then make something and he'll get that feeling of that I can do this. If I can make this, you know, and I know what these terms are, like sauteing onions in a saute pan or how to make a meatball, those skills carry forward. And that's what I want to give him because his dad is a great chef. And I would love to see that carry through from his grandma to his dad to him.
Well, we did the Wayback Machine. And yes. Now I want to fast forward
yes.
a few years. And I'm wondering if this will be something that your son will share with his son or daughter.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Because, you know, especially since I laminated these sheets, I expect him to hold on to them forever. No.
It's good you did that.
Yeah. So, no, that's exactly what I hope is it's a simple recipe, but it's one that is doable and it gets you started. And then, you know, look where it took my husband. Now he's a great chef. And I mean, he's just one of those people that was born with the knack. And so.
Well, Margaret, thank you very much for being our guest today on Food for Thought and sharing all of that family history and this wonderful recipe and the way that you've documented it step by step for your son. And I think that's a very special story. Thank you for sharing that
today.
Absolutely.
And we can post this. And I have a picture. We can post a picture also of this is the same recipe in my husband's handwriting. And on the back is the old recipe card that was his mom's. And so it's sort of three
sweet
generations of the same recipe for meatball skillet dinner.
And all I can say is looking at the picture of Chris is what a cute little boy he was.
Yes. And so, and so we got pictures, we got recipe, like super old recipe cards that have, you can tell lots of wear and tear. So hopefully someone will be inspired and do that for their college kid.
And maybe even try the recipe. That would be
Oh, I highly recommend
too.
It.
Oh, sounds yummy.
It's comfort food. It's one of my favorites.
Well, Margaret, thank you very much. And thank you for all the great work you're doing here at Siouxland Public Media.
Well, thank you, Gretchen.
This is Gretchen Gondek, your host for Food for Thought in dialogue with Margaret Holman from Siouxland Public Media today. Thanks for tuning in and have a great weekend.